This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, where Fitzy, you know I often like to say the truth is never mean. So before we
I've heard that once or twice in my life, yes.
Before we get to the three-point stance real quick, I need to acknowledge the text line, 617-779-7937, same
it's
as the call line.
It's been active today, huh?
Very active. It's been flowing in, some nice, some not nice. Stiz update from the 42-year architect who smokes cigars. The cigar will not set off the sprinklers.
Lighten up. Smoke them if you got them.
I don't think that is what I meant by that.
Back it, kid.
Maybe run that by, I don't know, some authoritative figure.
Ken's on vacation.
401 says, you Red Sox fans make me laugh. You guys hop on and off the bandwagon more than any other fan base in Boston.
Come on, please.
There's some truth to that, Fitzy. We've been on
there
and off
the bandwagon.
There
is truth to that, but also, Andy, is there not reason or rationale behind said truth? Because when the Red Sox are actually, when ownership, FSG, is committed to the Red Sox and the Red Sox nation and the Red Sox cause, then it's fun to hop on. But it's always, I would dare say, given the success of the other teams and their managerial inconsistency, sometimes you need to hop off. They tell you certain years are bridge years. We still watch, we listen, but you can't be as emotionally committed when they tell you like, we're probably not going to be pretty good this year.
Plus, if we take the bandwagon thing literal, if you were on a vehicle, a wagon of some sort that is rolling down the hill, and I don't know, there was like a mountain in front of it or the road blew up and there was a bridge out, like, wouldn't you jump off the bandwagon? And if it was smooth sailing ahead on a nice wide open highway, you'd probably stay on the bandwagon. So
it doesn't mean that we're pink hats. It doesn't mean that we're bad fans.
We're smart.
This is what they've done. They kind of borderline deserve it at this point. That said, all aboard this year, baby.
All right, it is 3 o'clock. It is time for Dan Ball's favorite segment, the three-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
318! Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead!
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for what is apparently my favorite segment, which is the three-point stance, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. What?
Wouldn't that been a perfect spot for you to squeeze in, or if the sprinklers go off in the studio where you're working?
Oh, call. There you go.
Look, don't you? Whoa, whoa.
Or
don't,
if your bandwagon gets too heavy that it causes an accident.
I mean, Dan Ball, I've learned how you do these things. You try to squeeze in a timely reference tied into the show.
You didn't squeeze one in when you were filling in for me doing it.
Oh, because I was a rookie in that role. I didn't, you know, keep it simple, stupid kind of just you know, stick with the what I had to get. I needed to get
in
the
fairness,
sponsor,
Andy,
the
I
number.
Will say Dan Ball has been working his Dan Balls off recently. Like Friday night after the show, he was, of course, the host on the Red Sox pregame and post. He was also filling in over the weekend as well, doing Baseball Isn't Boring with the Play Tessie crew. So, you know, if he's coming in today trying to get outs with sliders, sinkers, and junk balls as opposed to his, you know, Chapman-like fastball, I understand. Shout out Dan Ball. You've been grinding, baby.
Hey, thank you, Fitzy.
Screw you.
That.
If you're on the field, I hold you to a high standard.
Shut up. You suck.
Do or do not. There
if
is
you've
no
been
try.
Hurt in a car or work accident or you're not good enough for Andy Hart, you got to get Glassman. Call all
there
sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, one of which just cannot be pleased, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host gets 60 seconds for their opening stance, after which we will discuss each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. He always is. Andy Hart, you're in control. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Here's your 60 seconds. Go.
Okay. So we've been talking about the Boston Red Sox. We've been talking about their abilities and maybe what their ceiling is. They're on a 10-game winning streak. Could they go to the World Series? All these things. Trade deadline, second half. One spot where I am pretty much sure they are not only the best team in Boston sports right now, but maybe the best the city of Boston has seen in nearly a decade. Obviously, that's not best playoff team or championship winner. They're not there yet. It's the most likable team. These Boston Red Sox are the most likable team we've seen in Boston for 7, 8, 9 years. And you're like, what about the Celtics? They won a title. That doesn't make them the most likable. There are people that don't love their superstar. There are people that don't love my guy, JB. Right now, the Boston Red Sox do not really have an unlikable player. Thankfully, they traded away the unlikable player. The dink in the punch bowl was traded to the Giants. Now they're led by a guy in Sadon Rafaela who has a great smile, a great energy, a great youthful leadership quality. He has clutch playmaking ability. He had Fenway Park looking like Mookie Betts from back in the day. The Red Sox have an ace. They have a closer. Those are fun. Those are sexy. They have young, talented players. They have athletes. They're winning. They are the talk of Boston for good reason. They're the most likable team we've seen in this city for nearly a decade, maybe since Isaiah Thomas's Celtics.
And the best part is, if you check social media over the weekend, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer were like in a corner booth at some undetermined Boston club slash bar lounge, chatting up a couple of lovely ladies. Like, welcome back to the days of Nomar and Tom Brady prowling the rack. Boston is so back, baby.
Well, plus you have a running mate. You have two superstar running mates. Now, I will say, based on the video I saw, maybe it was a still. I don't
but
even
do
know.
But do they like playing together?
Roman Anthony looked like he was the wingman in that. He looked bored out of his mind with the girl he was with on that two-man, as they call them now. They're not double dates. They're two-man. She was a chuz.
A
no, I'm just kidding.
Man.
I'm just kidding. What? I'm not using that term. I don't know.
No,
the
keep
woman.
Going. Keep going.
Nope. I'm just saying. Yep. He looked like he wanted
sometimes
to move on.
Sometimes graves don't dig themselves.
I feel like that's just kind of his style, though. He's definitely more, I think, low-key versus Marcelo's the suave.
Okay,
I feel like
maybe.
I've been saying that
from day one.
Or
Marcelo
he was bored.
Meyer is like GQ cover handsome.
The 2023-2024 C's were way more likable. No, they weren't.
They just won a lot.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. Oh, they were a much better team.
Yeah.
They won.
They're likable because they never lost.
Doesn't make them likable.
Right.
There is a youthful
energy.
Great
the way they came together.
This team that is, and you get to lock into them. That's the other thing. Because you think you're going to be with these guys for a while now, that they could be the core of fun for a while now. Dan Ball, take control of this.
With pleasure. All right, Fitzy, you ready?
Tough act to follow, but I'll try.
It always is. Here is your 60 seconds, and they start right now.
All right, you guys know how I feel about this, that, the other, and your mother related to the New England Patriots, but I did want to talk a little football today since Red Sox mania has now abundantly swept the nation and the first hour plus of our show. So recently, of all people in the NFL, for the most curious of reasons, Aaron Rodgers has been making the news, first because he had a run-in with a child and said child's father, supervisor, whatever, looking for an autograph, and Rodgers denied him, saying that he believed that they were just autograph hounds trying to sell his merch. Okay, that's fine. But recently, over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers was also at a golf tournament, and this little engagement took place.
Almost doesn't count.
Rodgers is walking from one hole to the next, passes by a gallery, his club slides off to the slide, and his club almost hits a kid. I think this kid was probably trying to garner some internet attention. The kid yells out, "Aaron, you almost hit me." Rodgers, with beverage in hand, says, "Almost doesn't count." I know everyone thinks that Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest dinks, one of the biggest jerks, one of the most self-inflated smartasses in all of professional sports. It almost feels like he's going full heel turn, embracing what a jackass he can be. And considering that he plays for the Steelers, I think I love it, and I can't wait to watch him this season.
Nobody loves to create a headline quite like Aaron Rodgers. I know there are people that are in that category, but even when he was relevant in doing his McAfee things, I mean, he would go as far off the football track, Fitzy. Just I honestly do think just to keep his name in the in the headlines.
His club almost whacked a kid, and the kid said, "You almost hit me." And Rodgers' reply was, "Almost doesn't count."
Yeah, I'm interested.
I mean, he's so full of himself, and he's such a jackass. And he is so seemingly irrelevant, I guess, to a certain degree, that he's perhaps just steering into a full heel turn this season because, like, how the hell did I end up on the Steelers? I don't know. Well, let's just have fun because this is the last ride. I got to tell you, I'm all for it. Andy, I would like to know, when it gets time for the roundtable discussion, what you think of the Steelers and how you think Rodgers is going to play on the team this year.
I have thoughts.
Okay, save them up.
Perfect.
Save them up.
We have two very different opinions to start this off. We have the Red Sox being likable, and then Aaron Rodgers, the antithesis of any of that. All right,
of the Red Sox, yes.
May I have 60 seconds, please?
Daniel, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, gents. So I was lucky enough to share the airwaves with the guys from the Play Tessie podcast for a couple hours on Saturday during the Baseball Isn't Boring
great
program.
Great story.
In for Rob Bradford.
See you at the Marconis.
Three different great stories. And I stumbled ass backwards into an opinion. It was the day when Seydon Rafael was playing second base. Mm-hmm. I didn't panic too much about it at the time, and I'm not panicking now because I think it's another one of the Red Sox ploys. This was being done to give the illusion to other teams, I don't know, the San Diego Padres or something like that, that they don't have an outfield problem, that there isn't a glut. They can move Rafaela into the infield and move everybody around, and all of a sudden, it's not like we have one extra piece that we're just dying to trade away. We're going to make everything work. This is an asset that you're going to need to pay more for. They've done it before with Masataki Yoshida, saying, oh, he's going to be a great left fielder in 2025. That's a ploy, just to try to get other teams to believe that he can play the outfield and do it well. The Seydon Rafaela second base stunt, yes, it was done just to make sure you get your best bats in the lineup, but I think it was done more to spin it to other teams that we don't have to make a trade, we don't have to move Jaron Duran, and if you want to get one of our outfielders, you still have to pay a premium because we need every single one.
I have thoughts.
All right, well, we apparently have thoughts all around. So Andy's take, the Red Sox are the most likable Boston sports team in quite some time. Fitzy, with Aaron Rodgers and everything that goes against being likable, and myself with Seydon Rafaela and the second base ploy by the Boston Red Sox. So Andy, I'll start with you and your thoughts that you wanted to share on Aaron Rodgers and kind of just his being right now in the sports world.
So I, like Fitzy, I've always enjoyed him. I know a lot of people didn't during the COVID era, the vaccination era, and I thought everything, he has interesting views on a lot of things. I think some of those are genuine. I also think he loves to push buttons. He loves to get a reaction. He loves to see how people will react to what he says on McAfee. And I think you're right, Fitzy. He's kind of steered into, that's who I am, and I enjoy it, and no one gets hurt by it, right? Like, this little kid says, "You almost hit me," and he goes, "Almost doesn't count." Like, that's a good snarky line if that's the character you want to be.
I laughed out loud, honestly, right? Andy. And that runs afoul of the way you and I generally are as, like, dads, coaches, et cetera. Like, we don't want to, like, whack a kid with a club or, like, be insensitive to their needs or any sort of peril. But the kid was seeking attention, and Rodgers just kind of Big time. So, it was great.
I think Aaron Rodgers, in a lot of ways, is now the anti-Brady. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, I've always had a great relationship with Bill, and we talked about how Tom just cares about everything he says and how it's going to be received. And even Sophia Vergara, that, oh, he said she was too old. No. His people are pushing back. He would never say she's too old because Tom cares about his image and his brand and all these things. Whereas I think Rodgers has gone the other way and says, F it. I'm not a brand. I'm not an image. I'm just a guy that plays quarterback. He even recently has said, when he's done playing, you'll never see me again. I'm going away. And whether
that's like J.D. Salinger, that's it.
Whether that's true or not, we'll have to stick around to find out, as they say. But he's just enjoying his role as a heel or just a button pusher, contrarian, whatever you. And I enjoy it. Now, as for the Steelers, I think they're going to be a debacle. I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to enjoy it. I don't, like, you bring in new talent, you try to piece it together with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. Also, don't know what Aaron Rodgers has left at this point physically in his career. There's a lot to wonder about. I think the Steelers have sold out a little bit. Like, for what the Steelers have always been, you know, we'll go 9-8, but we'll do it our way. The standard is the standard. Isn't that what Mike Tomlin says? The standard is still the standard. I don't know what the standard is anymore when you get in bed with Aaron Rodgers. So they've sold out, and I don't think it's going to work. But we'll see. We'll see. He'll still entertain me with his weekly interviews, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the way this team is coming together right now is so odd. It's such a strange hydra of, you know, other previously used NFL parts, rookies, second-year guys, cast-offs, and what, like, it's either going to work in adding to one of the most, if not...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Potentially the most entertaining and most competitive division in football, the AFC North, though the NFC North and even the AFC West would probably like to be heard from as well. Or it's going to be a disaster. And Mike Tomlin will finally have his first losing season as a head coach in the NFL. And Aaron Rodgers will be laughing the entire time as he opens his portal to his ayahuasca-filled hell and says, see you down there, sucker. I don't know. I just, for some reason, recently have decided, like, I'm kind of enjoying the show. Mostly because, Andy, as we know, every good story is only as good as as the heel, as the villain. Like, if you're going to have a good hero's journey, you need a real good baddie. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers is done with the facade of goodness and is just like, nah, I'm going to be a straight dick now. Like, bravo, sir. He is anti-Brady in that regard. He's not going to worry about being seen on a yacht with Kate Hudson, and when we all know he should be spending family time. It's like, no, I'm a prick. Here's what we got. Deal with it.
Well, it's funny. You keep using a lot of words that I'm not even sure we're supposed to use in the sense you're using them, so I'm going to avoid those, but he's being that, and he's married. Well, supposedly married. Is he actually married? Have we
don't
like,
even
verified?
Know to who.
Like, is he married? And it'd be funny, though, if he's those words you use that I don't on the radio because I'm a more mature human being, or Tom Brady, who cares.
You wish.
Tom Brady, who cares about everything he does and says and seems like he'd like to be a family man, who can't parlay that into marriage. So I think that's an interesting juxtaposition there in this Shakespearean Indeed. Tragedy that is those two careers. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I do think that it's good to have Aaron Rodgers just for pure theater. In
S's
in
and G's, if
yep,
you will.
Yep, 100%. So, but let's get, since Dan is tapped out in the back and is laughing
with his feet
up in the air, I'll take control of this damn segment.
No, we have the answer. He is dating and apparently married to a woman named Brittany. Stiz, can you, please?
Well, I said to Dan, it's funny because it only says one name, but I said, I think the lady he's married to is just, her name is Brittany. And then, because it's spelled weird. And then Dan
Brittany?
Was like, no, that's Dan said, you idiot, that's Brittany.
Jesus. Sorry.
No, just the same way that Jordan is technically Jordan, but we call her Jordan. Henceforth, Mrs. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Brittany.
But there's no last name, just
Encyclopedia Brittany.
Maybe she's a stripper.
Brittani. I've never spelled Brittany.
Put your hands together for Brittany on center stage.
Get out lots of your money because here comes Brittany.
Maybe it's that. I don't know. We're not insinuating that he's married to a stripper. Not that there would be anything wrong with that if he was married to a stripper. Dan, would you like to move forward with this?
More than anything, Fitzy. He is currently.
Do we still say stripper? I thought we say adult entertainer.
Stripper's not okay anymore.
I got in trouble for saying Jimmy's the other day. So I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to say those. I have heard that.
Wait, hold on, Stiz. I just want you to know that as crazy as people may have thought that 3-point segment was, exiting the studio on Friday at Fenway Park and then over the weekend on Cape Cod, two separate random people yelled out, "Hey, Fitzy, sprinkles should be for free." So I just want you to know.
Well, side note, sprinkles suck. I'm not a big fan of sprinkles.
What do you mean sprinkles suck?
They're like weird, waxy, flavorless things. They do nothing to add to
but
my enjoyment.
They make children happy.
No, you know what the new sprinkle is?
Cotton candy crunch.
Candy crunch, baby. There's a reason it's like $18 for like a cup of it on Amazon or whatever the hell I paid through the nose for. It is.
Oh, you
phenomenal.
Bought some for the homestead.
Oh,
by
yes.
The way, side note, if you're watching, if you're currently consuming the program on YouTube Live or Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, behind me is a photograph of the ice cream that I ate last night, which was called Allen Harbor Almond Joy. It was the single best ice cream I have ever had in my entire life.
So he pimps beer. We've accepted that,
great
right?
Great story.
We've accepted that he's going to say Narragansett 32 times a show. Now he's
same
pimping
way you
ice
say
cream.
Miller Lite 33 times a show.
Now you're pimping ice cream as well.
It just made me happy. No, I put it up there because it reminded me of how good. I took my kids out for ice cream last night, and we had the best time, and the ice cream was out of control good.
Guess who's angling for free ice cream next time they stop by the shop?
Guess who weighs a lot more than he did last night?
All right, Dan Ball, is that going to put a pin in this?
I think so. Fitzy, any thoughts real quick on the likability of the Red Sox and any other likable teams
I think
that maybe they compare to?
It's slightly hyperbolic, but when you're riding a joy wave that is a 10-game win streak with improbable come-from-behind wins, dominant pitching performances, and the evolution of a youth movement that is the new face of the franchise and possibly the Boston sports scene, a scene that was just 2 months ago on its hands and knees begging for relevance or a second chance with Jason Tatum down for the count, the Bruins a mess, the Patriots looking for redemption, and the Red Sox spiraling post-Bregman injury. No, it's okay to be a little hyperbolic and steer into this because they're just so much fun. I haven't missed a game in like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like I don't miss a moment. Like it was such a joy to be there Thursday night and then to have Friday night's game top it in a game where when the results happen, you yell out loud and somebody comes running over to your house and says, is everything all right? And they're just like, no, it's fine. It's just Rafael just hit it out onto the pike. Holy smokes, they're so good.
But to say, but to say that they're more likable than the most recent Celtics championship team, I think you're wiling.
They could, nuts. You know,
I don't know what that word means. What does wiling mean?
Wiling out.
Wilding.
As in,
Stiz is a chuzz.
What is wrong with this show today?
I'll have you know I have no girlfriend.
Is there anyone?
He's a sprinkled covered chuzz.
Is there anyone right now that people don't like on the Boston Red Sox? I'll hang up and listen.
Yoshida? Do people want to see Yoshida?
No,
maybe?
I feel like
they love him. They talk about it, his running style and everything he does. And his, remember his inflatable dumbbells, and he's got all these little side stories. Is there a member of the Boston Red Sox that people don't like?
Connor Wong.
That might be a decent one, but I don't. I mean, that's.
I mean, backup catcher is a reach.
Just so you can
backup catcher is a reach.
Backup catcher.
Yeah.
If you go in that deep, backup catcher, that would prove my point. I believe the Boston Celtics won a title last year where some people didn't like their superstar. Jason Tatum is not beloved. And my guy, JB, the guy who won you the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, is polarizing. Is absolutely polarizing. There's a large portion of the fan base that does not love Jaylen Brown.
No,
so you're
people love that team, dude. I mean,
because they won.
Porzingis, Derek White.
Because they
Drew
won.
Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
Sam Hauser.
Hauser
yakking in his beers and then throwing them out to people.
Because they won. If this team wins, it's going to be more popular than that team. Because everybody loves everybody on this team. They even love all the freaking jerseys they're throwing at us. People love the yellow. They love the green. They love the whole thing. This is the most likable sports team in Boston in a long, long time. I don't know that they'll win.
They need to win more.
They need to win more to earn that.
Then
10 in a row?
No, meaning like they need to make the postseason. They need to not make this another mirage or facade. Like, don't fall down and you know, bust your nose after the All-Star break. Make sure that you're still in it come August. We want that meaningful baseball in September when the Patriots come back as well. And it's shoulder season on the beach, and the boat is still out, and gansets are flowing, and children are enjoying sprinkles on their ice cream, and Boston is the epicenter of the sports universe again. Good day, sir.
That's a new record for Fitzy. He got his ice cream and his beer reference into one segment. 617-779-7937. Do you have a reaction in terms of the likability of the Boston Red Sox? Could they indeed be the most likable Boston sports team in nearly a decade? Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Up next, it's home run derby night for Major League Baseball down in Atlanta. We're going to talk about that as well as rank the best all-star skills challenges. NFL, hockey, baseball, basketball. I know what used to be king, but I think there might be some debate as to which is the best skill challenge of all-star weekends. We'll talk a little home run derby up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But we have a home run for you in terms of information. Dan Ball has what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
No, I'll give you that one. I'll give Andy Hart a little bit
on
that one.
Thank you, the Dan Ball stamp of approval.
Absolutely. It did make me roll my eyes, which is all that matters. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the four-game series sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Baio with his sixth win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. This is the first 10-game winning streak for the Sox since 2018. The Red Sox entered the All-Star break in third in the American League East and in the second wild card spot, just one game behind the Yankees. The two teams are currently tied in the win column right now. In other Sox news, the team drafted the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft yesterday. First round, 15th overall, right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Second round, 33rd overall, right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee. Second round, 75th overall, infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. And finally, third round, 87th overall, right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh at plus 300. O'Neal Cruz at plus 330. Andy just jumped in on the video if you saw it there on Twitch. James Wood at plus 400. Byron Buxton plus 850. Matt Olson plus 900. Junior Caminero plus 950. Brent Rooker plus 1,000. And Jazz Chisholm plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. And finally, the Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in Summer League play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more Ang for your buck. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons coming up right after this.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.